In the first three verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul describes for us the importance of love. In fact, he tells us that action without love is vain. Let us consider these first three verses for just a few moments. In verse 1, Paul writes there, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." In connection with chapter 12, we understand Paul to be talking about the miraculous gifts of speaking in tongues. Even if these brethren were speaking the truth in another language and failed to have love, their work would be in vain. It would simply have no more meaning to it than clanging two pieces of metal together. We go on in verse 2, and Paul continues, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing." Again, Paul was telling the brethren at Corinth that even if they had the ability to prophesy, which was another miraculous gift, it was of no value to one's relationship to God without love. All these things must be worked under love, is what Paul is telling us. Love is above these gifts. It is the more excellent way that he says there in chapter 12 and verse 31. In verse 3, Paul concludes his opening remarks to this better way of love by saying, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." Paul says, even if they had a spirit of benevolence, regardless of how generous that they might be, it is of no profit without love. He says the same thing regarding self-sacrifice there. If we self-sacrifice or sacrifice ourselves or our bodies to persecution or to other things, without love it means nothing. The lesson for Christians today is that our lives and our works must be governed by love. If we do not show love in our works, it is of no profit. If we teach the truth without love, we are missing the boat. If we are benevolent with our earthly riches and have not love, again, missing the boat, we're missing the point of what Paul was saying and the point of Jesus and his teachings. God wants us to be active and demands that we work to further his kingdom in our lives as Christians. But he does not want us to do it out of obligation because we feel that we have to, because we think this is what God wants, but simply because we love him and because we love his cause and what he has done for us.